Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to talk with our Kansas dairy producers concerning silage inoculants. A lot of times I get questions about silage inoculants and what makes a good silage inoculant. So here's some things you might want to consider if you're trying to choose one. First, there's two main types of silage inoculants that we can purchase. One is what we would refer to as homofermentive. In other words, they only produce lactic acid. And the other would be heterofermentive. Those would be inoculants that produce both lactic acid and acetic acid or another organic acid that is important in silage preservation. So as you start looking at different types of inoculants, one of the things you should be looking for is the type of inoculant it is and the strain numbers. The second thing you need to look at is target crop. Are they designed for corn silage? Are they designed for haylages? You see, different crops have different characteristics as it relates to the fermentation. So if we're in corn silage, we might use one type of inoculant, but if we're putting up alfalfa silage, we may choose another one because it works better in that type of a crop. One of the things that is important to look at is the biological activity of the different organisms. In other words, their viability. A couple other things to think about is the suspension rate. How long does the bacteria actually stay in suspension after they're mixed in? In some cases, bacteria tend to settle out fairly quickly. And check to see what kind of technical support you're going to get if you purchase this inoculant. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.